Authentic Real English.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, Neil here with you, and this is Feifei.
Hello.
The word we are going to focus on today is the verb to downsize. That's the word companies use to describe cutting a number of jobs and making employees redundant. Downsizing is the noun.
Yes. When they make workers redundant, the companies become smaller in size. They downsize. 如果一个公司企业决定裁员，从而缩小其规模，这个行为就可以用动词 downsize 来形容。Downsizing 是其名词形式。
You might have heard or read this verb during the economic downturn of the last few years. As most people were short of cash, they decided to save the money they did have, and it had an impact on businesses all over the world.
And some people have started applying the term to their own situations. If you've had to sell your house and move to a smaller flat, for example, you might say you were downsizing.这个词也适用于个人生活里的一些改变，比如因为需要你卖了大房子，然后搬进小房子去住，这时你就可以说你在 downsizing.
To downsize is today's expression in authentic real English. Let's hear some examples of how it's used.
The growth of online sales in the UK has forced many retail businesses to downsize. Some of them have reduced their number of outlets in the high street.
Now that I'm going to university, my parents have decided to downsize. They are selling the house, moving to a flat, and using some of the money to travel the world.
Hey, Neil, 你要不介意我说啊，你就应该缩小缩小规模。I think you would benefit from downsizing.
What do you mean? I don't own a company. I'm not selling my house.
No, but I've noticed you've, Well, you know, you really enjoy your food, and you 挺爱吃的，不是吗？
Are you calling me fat?
Oh, no. Well, yes, a little.
How dare you? And anyway, we don't use downsize for bodies, so you're confusing our audience.
Oh, sorry, Neil.
I am a bit fat, actually.
Well, maybe if the company downsizes, you won't be able to afford all those meat pies.
That's what I like about you, Feifei. You always look on the bright side.
Authentic Real English
from bbclearningenglish.com.